ladies and gentlemen, I wish to present you a man whose great learning and veneration for truth are only exceeded by his high moral character and majestic presence. I refer in these vague general terms to myself. I consider introductions unnecessary, but if it's the custom to have them, I prefer to do the act myself. Suppose I can rely on getting in all the facts. I was born modest, but it wore off. I was once presented to an audience by a lawyer who kept his hands in his pockets. He introduced me as Mark Twain, a humorist who is really funny. A very rare creature indeed. Why, I was struck speechless by this complimentary thunderbolt. I'd scarcely in my lifetime listened to a compliment so beautifully phrased, or so well deserved. But we had a much rarer creature in our midst than a humorist who was really funny. We had a lawyer who kept his hands in his own pockets. Oh, but I do like compliments. Why, we all do. Humorists, burglars, congressmen, all of us in the trade. The plan of the newspaper is good. If you can't get a compliment any other way, pay yourself one. I do that often. I can do it right now. I can state at this moment that there are two men who are most remarkable. Kipling is one, and I am the other one. Between us, we cover all knowledge. He knows all that can be known, and I know the rest. I have a compliment from a little Montana girl which came to me indirectly. She was in a room in which was a large photograph of me on the wall, and after gazing at it steadily for a time, she said, "We've got a picture of John the Baptist, too." And she said, "Only ours has got more trimmings." I suppose she meant the halo.